bless, praise, and adore be our Lord Jesus Christ on his throne of glory and in the hearts of all his faithful people. Amen. The phrase, "do not be afraid," seems to constantly be repeated in Luke's gospel. In Gabriel's message to the Blessed Mother, the angel says to Mary, "Do not be afraid." When Jesus calls Simon Peter to become his disciple, asking him to leave behind the only work he has ever known and to quite literally follow him, Jesus tells Peter, "Do not be afraid." And in today's gospel reading, Jesus tells the disciples, "Do not be afraid, for God will give you the kingdom. Now, if you're anything like me, when someone tells you to not worry or to not be afraid for everything will be all right, I cannot help but become a little suspicious. While I don't often panic in situations, the slightest fragrance of false certainty causes me to question how good things really are. And if I was one of Jesus' disciples, living and following Jesus in the flesh, I don't know how I would have reacted to hearing that four-letter phrase, "do not be afraid." And my cause to question my reaction has nothing to do with Jesus, but with the world that I would have seen around me. I would have seen my home occupied by foreign soldiers from the Roman Empire. I would have seen great divisions amongst God's people. I would have seen great discrimination against people because of who they are and because of their socioeconomic status. And as I say these things, there I say, not much has changed in the world. So to hear Jesus say these words, "do not be afraid," does not make me question God's greatness in Christ, but the greatness of the world we live in. It makes me question the world around us, a world that is so often made up of forces solely concerned with greed and power, that they are willing to do anything in the name of it, even at the expense of human lives. And do you blame me if I ask how is it possible not to be afraid in this world? But what follows Jesus' remarks, "to not be afraid," is important for one who lives in this world, who tries to live in a world surrounded by fear. Jesus says to the disciples and to us, "Sell your possessions and give alms. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." His command to be ready as a servant waiting for his master to arrive, or as a homeowner preparing himself and his home for the attack of a thief, is a call for us to be ready here and now in this world, at this very moment, in this very place. Yes, the Son of Man will return at an unexpected hour, but that is no excuse to be not prepared to face the challenges of the world. While we are promised that Christ will one day return, that is no good reason for us to defer the problems we see in our lives and in the world around us. Jesus himself tells us to be ready, to be dressed for action, to have our lamps lit. Dressed with the mantle of Christ, a mantle soaked in prayer and mercy, we are called to be present in the very world Jesus was present in. We are called to be present in the very moments of human suffering and pain Jesus was present in. With lit lamps, we are called to walk into this world, shining lights on inequality and injustices that plague our world. To be ready means to be prepared to stand firmly with Christ, clothed for action. And as I say these words of being prepared to be clothed and ready for action, I am cautious, for I know some will use this language to discriminate in the name of Christ, to use religion, to use standing firm in Christ as a way to support their own bigotry and hatred against others. No, standing firm with Christ means standing up for all people, regardless of who they are and what they might believe in. And in those deep moments of human suffering, when we put ourselves in line for others, whether it be out of a conviction for justice or out of the greatest gift of all, love, we know that God will be with us. For just as God did not abandon Christ on the cross, our God will not abandon us. So when Jesus tells Peter and the disciples to not be afraid, this is not like the action of a parent trying to reassure their child in a scary situation, or of a friend trying to calm down their friend by telling them that everything will be all right. No, Jesus is telling us to not be afraid, for he will be there when we face those challenges of this world, whether we are doing so for ourselves or for others. While fear will always be real, and evil and sin will always surround us, the glory of God and the triumph of Christ will be there to clothe and guide us, to be a mantle and a lamp in a world filled with pain. For the glory of God will shine through, even in the smallest actions we commit. For everything we do in his name will be glorified. Amen.